We're going to move forward today. Glory to God. If you're being tried by fire, stay in it. You'll come through. Amen. You'll get better or bitter. And it's all up to you. Amen. You can rise above it. When things are coming, you got to hold the line with God till your victory shows up on side. You got to have victory. You got to keep that victory. And the enemy is going to wage a war against your heart. You got to know that he's going to do that. There's going to be unusual situations and circumstances going to show up. But listen, when he does, there's spirits that come with this kind of thing. And you have to overcome. And I'm going to tell you why today. It's a major component of kingdom transference. Hallelujah. So turn your Bibles. We'll start with our key theme verse, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. I'm going to try to review for 5 minutes because I have to go to a whole nother level today. Hebrews 11, verse 1 says, Now, faith is. Love it. So now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. There's two major components of faith, three major components of answered prayer. The two major components of faith is substance and evidence. The three major components of answered prayer is the Holy Spirit, substance, and evidence. These three were used in creation. And they're going to be used in the creation of every prayer that you pray under heaven. The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of the thing not seen. The Holy Spirit is going to bring the two components that he needs, that you need to forge and form the God kind of substance within you and the God kind of evidence within you. Without it, you're going to be operating on your own. Or a mixture, or looking for a miracle. But true faith is going to have substance from heaven. It's going to have evidence from heaven. Heaven is going to send evidence to your spirit. We know what the evidence is. It is the word, say the word, of the living God. That word, that promise, if it is kept, if it is not allowed to be stolen from your heart, if it's not allowed to be polluted, if it's not allowed the cares of this life choked out, the enemy will constantly try to choke out your life. If you can keep that word, it will forge and form evidence by the way of divine imagery within you. It'll be in your mouth, in your heart, in the frontlets of your spiritual eyes, and it will grow on the inside of you. You will become from weak faith to strong faith. You'll stagger not the promise of God. That is a necessary component to birth anything from heaven. Is the evidence of the living word of God on the inside of you. Amen. But there's a whole nother component. And we've been talking about this. We're in the fifth teaching of it. And that is the evidence. It's the evidence in the substance. Say substance. Of dunamis creative power. In fact, he says, we know in the next verse, the worlds were framed, verse 3, by the word of God. So the things that were seen were not made of things that do appear. What is seen in the earth was made by invisible substance. And he says it was framed by the word, so we know the word was there. We know the Holy Spirit was brooding over the face of the waters. We know he was present. But there was also a very unseen power working with the word, with the Holy Spirit. And Romans tells us the invisible things of God were clearly seen in the creation of the world. Everything you see created was created by invisible substance, even his eternal dunamis power. Say eternal dunamis power. That is the substance of faith. It's the way the Lord created the earth. It was him, the word. It was the substance of created dunamis power and the Holy Ghost used in the creation of the world. And it's used still in the creation of anything you pray for. When you receive from heaven, that's what God's going to send. God the Father. He's going to send you the Holy Ghost. That's the perfect gift. He's going to send you the word by way of the Holy Ghost. And he's going to send you dunamis creative power. But all of these things must be received by faith, saved by faith. I just want to give you a definition of dunamis one more time. I'm going to give you the Greek definition, and I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit definition, and then we're going to get into today's message. Amen? Greek definition of dunamis power, Strong's and the Thayer's Concordance, is force, Miraculous power, ability, might, strength. This is abundance. You can have a blessing upon your life. I was telling on the way over here, I said, listen, there are people who have a blessing on their life, they're going to be blessed. But there's an abundance that comes by creative dunamis power that will do far more than you could ever do in your lifetime. 100 times greater, 1,000 times greater. We are moving into an operation of asset transference. We're hot on the trail. Glory to God. Here's the Thayer's definition. Inherit strength, power, ability. This is all dunamis. It is your inheritance for dunamis power. It's all kinds of operation. Every time you see the word miracle, that was dunamis power. Virtue flowed out of him, that was dunamis power. He says, power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature, power for performing miracles with great dunamis power gave the apostles eyewitness testimony of the resurrection. And great grace was upon them all. I like this one. This is from Thayer's. The power and influence which belong to riches and wealth. Dunamis is creative power. When it resides and properly transferred into your spirit, the Holy Spirit can create with it. He can create miracles, healings. He can create financial operations for you. He can create blessings. He can also cause a manifestation of tangible things in the earth. It was dunamis power that commanded the fish of the sea into the nets. See, the Lord was working with the Holy Ghost and power. He said he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and dunamis power. Going about doing good. Destroy all the works of the devil. You'll always see all of that present. I like the definition the Holy Spirit gave me. Then we're going to get in the message. Holy Spirit definition, dunamis, creative power. It says the creative substance, the divine essence and power that works in conjunction with the word, of which the Holy Spirit employs to tangibly manifest the invisible kingdom of God in the earth. He employs dunamis and he employs the word. Both of them have to dwell inside you. Both of them have to be transferred to you. Both of them have to be kept residing in you. Jesus was always full of virtue, full of dunamis power. That woman, she came up behind him and jerked on his mantle. And that dunamis power come up out of him. He said, who touched me? Virtue come out of me. He knew it. He knew that she had received the supply of her virtue, is dunamis power. He knew she drew it out of him. And as soon as it was drawn out of him, the Holy Spirit created that miracle for her. Holy Spirit works with this dunamis creative power. Today we're going to get into the transference phase. So why don't you go to Matthew chapter 6. Transference of dunamis power. Transference of the word. You need the substance and the evidence. Back in the Lord's Prayer a minute here. Verse 9, Matthew 6. Now the Lord's Prayer, as we know, is not a recital. It was not meant to be our Father, which art in heaven. After this manner, therefore, pray you. He's talking about components. These are components of prayer. Each part of this with major components. It says, our Father, which art in heaven. Number one, he's got to be your Father. You got to know him as Father. You have to know him as loving Father. You can't go to him with guilt, shame, and condemnation and think that you're going to get anything from him. He's your loving Father. He's your Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. That's the whole component of worship. This one is what we're after, verse 10 right now. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. You have to understand that the will of God, anything you're praying for, everything you're praying for, has already been accomplished, finished in heaven. There's nothing left to be done. The righteousness of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in your heart, who's going to go up and bring him back down again, or who's going to descend and bring him up again? It was finished. When Jesus said it was enough, it's enough. It is finished as far as heaven's done. The inheritance has been received to the right hand of God. Everything you'll ever need, everything the world will ever need. It has been done. It's there. It's an incorruptible inheritance for the whole world. Healing, salvation, miracle, deliverance, all of it. Wisdom, righteousness, peace, joy. All of it's there. Asset transference. Set my king on the holy hill of Zion. Ask of me, son. This day I begotten thee, you are my son. He's talking about Christ, the Father saying, you're my new heir. My first heir lost it. Now you're my new appointed heir. Ask of me the nations. It's all yours. Ask of me the uttermost parts of the earth. It's all yours. See, the Father, when Christ ascended to the right hand of the Father, Daniel saw it. He saw him ascend before the ancient of days or give him a kingdom and a people and nations. He saw all the inheritance. Even though they're lost, they were assigned to him, given to him. And so he sends his Holy Spirit to come and go get that inheritance. We're going to learn how to unlock that kind of power. They'll see 3,000 people born again, 5,000 people born again. Everything he inherited is finished in heaven. Amen. The uttermost parts of the earth are his possession. See, God the Father reassigned everything to Christ in the right hand. And that's what he said. He goes, all that the Father hath is mine. That's why in heaven it's done. We all love that. But the issue is how to get it here. I need to get, that is our quest. That is all of our quest. I don't want to build a church. I want a kingdom to come. We have enough people building a church. We need to see kingdom come. We need to pray for kingdom to come and it actually comes. At least we're getting some of the keys that bring kingdom come. That causes a transference. But he says something remarkable. He goes on to say, in verse 13, lead us not into temptation, deliver us from the evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power. That word power is dunamis. Thine is the kingdom, thine is the dunamis, and the glory forever. And now we're in our message. Transference. For thy kingdom to come, guess what? You don't pray the Father and it drops down there. It comes through you. Your faith's going to have to receive it. And for that to happen, you're going to have a clear heart. The Bible says if you regard iniquity in your heart, God will not hear you. The Bible also says if you regard trespass in your heart, God will not hear you. He deals with this every time he's talking about prayer. He puts this in there. He put this in there. You better know the enemy's going to try to lodge something up inside you. You better know he's going to try to do it. That's why the love of God will take no account of a suffered wrong. This is verse 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And you'll be in a state of unforgiveness with the Father. There are people, the hellfire and brimstone preacher said, if you have an unrepentant sin, you won't make it to heaven. And they'll point that finger out there when they tell you. But that's not what he's talking about. You're going to be in a state of unforgiveness. If you're in a state of unforgiveness, guess what? Nothing comes down. Nothing comes through the veil. In a state of unforgiveness, you are blocked from kingdom transference, which means the Holy Spirit outside of your calling of grace, where he's going to anoint you for other people. We're talking about you receiving the things of God. You cannot, he cannot make a transference of the dunamis creative power that you need or he needs to create your miracle or your blessing or your manifestation. You get plugged up. Say plugged up. Trespass is a bit higher than unforgiveness. Now go over to Mark 11. He says it again, but he adds a few things. Listen, be very aware if you plan on walking into this walk of faith. If you want a birth, be very aware of the enemy's tactics. He is going to try to lodge something up inside of you. He's going to do it. Somebody going to say something. Somebody going to do something. You got to know it's going to happen. You got to be aware of it. And sometime, when people do things, it comes with a spirit attached to it. So it's not just natural acts. There's a spirit behind it that's empowering that act to get you to bite. For you to bite down. If somebody do something to you and it just eat on you. And then it keeps eating. You can't shake it off because it's not natural. And if it's not natural, it's coming with something else. What it's trying to do is lodge so you can get shut down. If you shut down, there's no transference. If there's no transference, that's exactly what he wants. Some people live in a state of bitterness. You ever seen people live in a state of bitterness? I've heard people say, you know, God commanded me to love them, but I don't have to like them. I mean, give me a Pentecostal break. If you want to love somebody, you want to like them. Listen, when the enemy brings that kind of power, you're not going to be able to deal with it on your own. Back up to Matthew 6 just for a moment. This is very key. There are certain things you'll be able to forgive. And there's certain major things you're not going to be able to just say, oh, Father, I forgive them. It ain't going to work like that because there's a spirit behind it. And it's being empowered from a spiritual realm. It's trying to lodge up into your emotions. It is trying to shut you down. When that happens, you're going to have to deal with it at a different level. You're not just going to say, I forgive them. You're going to have some power to forgive. Because you have to forgive from the heart, not the mouth. You can forgive from the head, but the heart's still there. You can say, I forgive, I forgive again. Then you walk around and it's all up inside you. When that's up inside you like that, you're shut down, you're cut off. That's the enemy's chief tactic. He wants to create a breach in the transference so you don't get what you're asking for. And he especially wants it now because we're on it right now. You're going to have to be wise. Bible says love takes no account of suffered wrong. Spirit of glory rests upon you. You might as well know it's coming. Now, this is very important when it comes to forgiveness. Because he included forgiveness as a component of prayer. He also included the position, which you ought to know by now. Matthew 6, 9 is the Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6, 6, when thou prayest. And if you go to the end of the Lord's Prayer, you're going to forgive. So forgiveness is going to be from a position. There's sometimes you don't need a position, you can forgive them. There's other times you're going to have to get in a position before the throne of grace. You're going to have to get in the power of God to unlock that thing from your heart. Sometimes it's not going to just unlock. Sometimes you're going to need sozo for that. Because sometimes when someone really hurts you, they'll leave a footprint on you. They walked on your back, they'll leave a footprint in your heart. Some people carry that footprint for a lifetime. They've forgotten, they've gotten away from the person, but it leaves the footprint and it forges a mindset and a stronghold around that. You can get bitter. You can get subtly bitter. That's a good word, subtly bitter. It says, when you pray, enter into your closet, the inner sanctuary. Say it like this, when you forgive, if you can't forgive where you're at, then enter into the sanctuary where the Father is. And the Father will see it in the secret place. You might have to get up before the throne of grace. You have to bring that person before the throne of grace. You might have to bring them more than once. You may have to bring the situation that happened to you 15 years ago if you're still carrying it around. Because if you got a trespass, you're not getting anything. There's a people with a whole lot of kingdom knowledge. I mean, they're loaded with knowledge, but they can never get anything answered to shut down. Amen. It's a major component. So the position of forgiveness. All right. Now go to Mark 11. Really important. You be very aware of the warfare that surrounds your life when you begin to want to birth something. When you're getting super close to receiving a kingdom transference, the enemy is skilled. This is not his first rodeo. He's been doing this a very long time. And what you're going through is actually, it doesn't seem natural. But like Peter said, look, these afflictions are being accomplished throughout all your brethren. You're not just one special person that this is happening to. You pretty much guarantee it's going to happen, especially if you're walking around carrying a 100-fold word on the inside of you. Especially if you're about to receive something from heaven, he's going to try to come. He's going to come after the word. If he can't get the word, he's going to try to plug your spirit up so the transference doesn't come. What's he say? He comes immediately for that word. If he can't get your word, then he'll try to plug you up so you don't get the transference of dunamis that comes with that word. Because the heart's the epic center of the birthing. you're going to have the transference. You'll have to actually spend time with God, too. This stuff won't come easy. You think you're going to get kingdom transference, asset transference, by giving God your five-minute quiet time in the morning? No, you're going to have to know him. That's why he said, our Father, which art in heaven. You have to worship him. You got to know him. It's going to be worth your while, though. Mark 11, verse 22, and Jesus answered them, have faith in God. Verse 24, therefore, I say unto you, so you have faith in God, things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive. King James will say them. You can cross that word out because them is italicized. It doesn't say that in the Greek. And you shall have. And we know the things that we're receiving. Believe that you receive. See, the Father's going to send the Word. He's going to send the Holy Ghost. He's going to send dunamis, creative power. First, he's going to send Christ into you. Then he's going to send the Holy Ghost. Then he's going to send the Word of your promise. Then he's going to send the dunamis power to fulfill that Word. Those are the things you're receiving from the Father. That's why I said you got to receive that, and then you'll have it. Because once you get that up in there, that makes the Holy Ghost's job very easy. Amen? He just takes that and starts manifesting. He used all that in the original creation. God doesn't change anything. What he used in the original creation, he's still using today. Holy Ghost was present. Word was present. Dunamis power was present. Father was speaking it. It's the same way. It's the same stuff. Amen? We're just heirs now. We're able to receive this on the inside of us. Carry creative dunamis power for anything. Verse 25, and when you stand praying, remember the position of Matthew 6:6. When you pray, you're in position. You enter into the secret place. Forgive. He always adds the element of forgiveness when it deals with prayer. And the reason is because what God has to transfer to your heart. That's why he says forgive from the heart. And if you got unforgiven, if you're sitting in a state of unforgiveness with God, you can't get transfer. If you can't get transfer, you're not going to get answered prayer, not consistently. You'll get a miracle because he'll bypass the whole operation. But we need consistent answered prayer, individually, corporately, and citywide. Amen? And when you pray, forgive if you have aught against any. Your Father also, which is heaven, may forgive your trespass. But if you do not forgive, I didn't love them, but I don't have to like them. Yes, you do. You're going to have to find a way. He says, if you do not forgive them, and he speaks in other places from the heart, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. You might be in a state of unforgiveness. You're still going to get to heaven because the blood of Jesus cleansed you, but you're not going to get anything on the earth. It's your state of unforgiveness. That's why bitter people, their lives will break down. Their bodies will break down. Everything around them will break down when they get bitter. They have no flow of life. They're cut off from everything. Amen? But to get this transfer requires, and he uses this word, trespass. Now, there are minor things, then there are major things. Now, a trespass in particularly is something that's left over. Somebody got up in your land and put a footprint in your land and left one there. It's a little different than shake it off. It's something, you got a footprint, no matter where you go, that foot is up there, in there. They left something inside of you. They did something to you. They said something to you. They hurt you. They deeply disappointed you. It happens all the time. We live in a world we're going to get disappointed in one another. When you get in a small church like this, you're going to get disappointed. Everybody knows everybody. It's like a family. You get in a big church, you can go in, go out. Everything's glorious. You get up at the inner workings of any place, you're going to see it. Everybody is human. But we're also sons and daughters of the Most High God. Amen? Oh, how he loves us. But if we hide the trespass, if something's left over, it can stay there. Sometime a spirit came with it. No, most of the time a spirit come with it. When someone deeply offends you, it gets up inside you, a spirit came with that. When that spirit lodges, it's going to cut you off. And sometimes you're going to have the power that's greater. Sometime when you go through enough, your self-protection mechanism will check you out. It will check you out of the pain that's living up inside of you. It'll check you completely out, but it doesn't go away just because you're checked out. Puts a big old barrier there and you go off and live whatever you're going to do. Sometimes you'll create a whole personality around being checked out. Nobody knows you're checking out, but boy, these people are spiritual. You can feel it. I can feel it in the prayer lines easily. People get walled up. You go pray for them and his anointing will back straight up. They can't receive because they're so walled up because they're checked out. But that thing is very much checked in. And that is a trespass. And it's designed to destroy your life completely. It's designed to cut you off for the rest of your life. Some people can live in church with it, and some people can't live without it at all. They just check out from church too. That's when the bitterness sets in. Serious bitterness sets in. All that comes from that. Listen, everybody that's going to walk with God will have to get over it. Not just get over it, you'll have to overcome. You'll have to come to the place where you find love for that person again. You have to come to the place where you find love because the enemy doesn't ever want you to love again. You'll have to find it. And you're not going to find that and say, oh, Father, I just forgive them. No, you're going to have to get them before the throne of grace. You're going to have to get higher. And you're going to take them with you. They're already there anyway. You got to get them up before the throne of grace. Now, I need you to go real quick before I get into this part. Matthew 18 and then John 20. Now, Sozo is a phenomenal ministry that helps with that. Very self-sufficient people said, I can just do this anyway. Because you can get along. Self-sufficient people can just get along anyway. It doesn't matter. But when you're about the kingdom and it requires a transference for you to exist, for you to move forward. Because there's a place in God, self-sufficiency's cut off, can't go any further. And it's going to take God or nothing else. That's when you need this. That's when you're going to have to get it out. Hallelujah. Matthew 18, verse 15. Moreover, if thy brother trespass against thee, and he tells you, go and tell them their faults, and then get two others. You go through the process. Then he says, look at verse 18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven. Why does he put this particular verse in there? Whatever you loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven. Because if you back up to Matthew 16, two chapters later, he calls binding and loosing the keys of the kingdom. Matthew 16, 19, he says, I give you the keys of the kingdom, that whatever you bind on the earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on the earth will be loose in heaven, Matthew 16, 19. So he calls binding and loosing keys of the kingdom, but he directly correlates binding and loosing with offenses and unforgiveness and forgiveness. What's binding and loosing have to do? I bind you, devil. I got that part. But what's that have to do with forgiveness? Unforgiveness. Why is binding and loosing keys to the kingdom? Because the kingdom not going to flow if you're bound up with a trespass. I'll explain it to you a little better. Go to John 20, verse 22. The reason he called binding and loosing the keys of the kingdom as it deals with unforgiveness, as it deals with trespasses, because whatever you bind is going to bind up in heaven. If it's bound in your heart, heaven's bound. If it gets loosed, guess what? Heaven gets loosed. Amen? Hallelujah. John 20. Now, the word trespass was a Greek word called hamartanos. That's the word for trespass. Now, John will interpret this a little bit awkwardly, but we'll clear it up. John 20, verse 22 says, when he had said this, he breathed on him and said, receive the Holy Ghost. And whoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. Whosoever sins you retain, they're retained. The word sins is hamartano, trespasses. The way that should have been said was, whoever trespasses are remitted, they shall be remitted. Whoever trespasses are retained, they shall be retained. So the keys of the kingdom will actually loose a trespass. If someone trespasses against you and it's locked inside, you're retaining that. And if you're retaining that, it's binding heaven from flowing. And there's not going to be the transference that you need for answered prayer. But if you loose that trespass, it'll get loose. Whatever you loose on the earth, that's going to get loosed in heaven. So it doesn't matter what somebody does for you or to you. The love of God will account, will not account for a suffered wrong. You're going to have to loose it. Sometimes. It's going to take more than say, I forgive you. Sometimes it's going to take more than writing a letter to somebody. How many of you ever done that? Everybody ever wrote a letter to somebody? I ain't writing them a letter. I told you. I have to love them, but I don't have to like them. Just wait for your miracle then. As for us, we're going to receive the kingdom. And one of the things the Lord spoke to me after this thing happened, church split and all that, and, you know, got tired of golfing 6 days a week, and it says, you're going to reengage. Hardest thing ever is to reengage. It's like being knocked out, and you got to go back in the round again. I'm like, nothing in you wants to do it again, but the Holy Ghost will get you back in there. It might take some time, but you're still bruised. You're messed up. And you got to reengage with all that. And I was reengaging, but it just wasn't working. And that's when the Lord originally gave me this particular revelation, but I had no idea the extent of it that I do now, of how important it is to understand and learn how to do these things. Because if you get cut off from kingdom transference, everything about your faith is locked down. You're not going to see, because the oil, the dunamis power, has got to come through your heart. And if there's a trespass there, it's going back right up into heaven. That's why every time he talked about having faith in prayer, he always added this element of forgiveness of the trespass. It's huge. Say, huge. Oh, y'all got it now. Praise the Lord. So what he did is he told me, he said, I want you to represent them before the throne of grace. Bring them to me, is what he said. So I said, okay, I bring such and such and such and such. And there was a little bit of list. I just started with the top three. Because listen, when you're after something big, life will not be fair for you. If you're after something big in God, I can assure you, don't think that life's going to be fair. You're going to be in a very unfair playing field. There's going to be very unfair things. If you're all about equality and that's not fair, and you're going to have to get over it quick. Now, there's one thing about getting some rhino hide too, but you're also going to have to be able to unload and transfer. You're going to have to get this trespass and this footprint out of you. If you don't get it out of you, it's going to plug you up. The Lord said, now bring them to me. So I said, Lord, I bring this person to you and this person, and I just brought top three. And he said, no, that's not how I want you to do it. Enrique's over there smiling. He's loving this. Praise the Lord. He said, no. But he goes, I want you to bless them. I want you to do good to those who persecute you. Bless those who persecute you. Love your enemies. He goes, I want you to pray for them, for my goodness and my mercy and my blessings to overshadow them and bless them. I don't want them to be blessed. You're waiting for their fall so you can feel justified. What they did to you. Just waiting. Can't wait to hear the news. I knew it. Just a matter of time. They mess with me. That's what they get. But God don't think like that. God is unconditionally in love with us all. He don't take sides. You want him to, Now, there is a time when the anointing gets on you. Now, just understand this. There are certain anointings. You can't touch somebody that's under a certain anointing. Not in a service. They get a certain glory on their life. You can't speak up against them. You do, you get in trouble. You touch the anointing, it'll backfire on you. But there's a lot of people think that they're that anointed. Listen, when you're that anointed, you can command things to happen. But it's good not to touch anything. Amen. He says, I want you to bring them out, start blessing them every day. No, he said, do it again. I bless them, Father. No, pray that I do them good today. And not evil all the days of life. Pray that I multiply them. That was the hardest thing. I want to do that. He wanted to get right down in there. And I had to do that every day for 30 minutes. Father, I blessed them. Every word I said, I just grit my teeth. I bless them. I thank you for them, Father. I thank you for doing them good. Then I get reports how good they're doing. I'm like, oh, thank you for answering that prayer. Now I'll bless them some more, God. He said, now ask me to bless them more. Now I keep getting here. I said, I'm not going to keep asking because you're answering that prayer. How about answering one of my prayers? He goes, I am. I'm blessing them. I said, I want to be blessed. He goes, you're plugged up right now, so I'm blessing them. That's the funny thing about it is God can hear your plugged up heart when you're praying for your enemies. When it comes for you, you're going to have to get unplugged. Every day that I did it, it got a little easier. I just got into doing it. It's just a routine. I just spent 30 minutes blessed, holding them up. I was representing. And then I started representing the trespass. I would bring the whole situation before God and asking God to forgive what happened and ask God to forgive all the parties involved. And then I started seeing my own stuff. Imagine that. Where I was at. Imagine that. Where I was at fault, you know. And then I started representing both parties and asking for the stripes. See, in the Bible it says, when there's a controversy between men in the Old Testament, they were brought before the elders, and the guilty party would receive up to 39 stripes. The guilty party, that's Deuteronomy 25. 39 stripes! That's why Jesus stood in the seat of the controversy of all men and took the stripes. So I called upon that healing from those stripes. I called upon the healing. I said, you stood that we could be in a state of unity. I may never see him again. God doesn't guarantee any of that. That's not what that's about. About clearing your ground. And I'm telling you, somewhere along around the 30th day, something come out of heaven. It was love. Just crazy love. Just wept and cried and cried. And the next day wept and cried and cried. The next day wept and cried. Just love. Love. I just loved them. I just loved him. And I mean, I was in his love. I accessed his love and he washed that stuff out. And when he did, he opened me back up. And back then, he wasn't trying to get me to birth. He's just trying to get me reestablished so he could open the right hand. And it was right after that, he started opening the right hand of God. Started opening the right hand of God up. The transference of thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. This is far above any one of us. It's far above anything that we do, it's far above us. And we have the capacity. We're carrying his word. We've been given the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. And we have the capacity as born again, new creations, to receive dunamis power. The creative essence by which he created the earth. To receive that so he can bring forth the creative apostolic government. He can bring forth miracles, healing, signs, wonders, salvation, discipleship. He's going to give a media center to this place, and we're going to get it by faith, because faith's going to appropriate asset transference. And listen, there's been injustices done to every one of us. There's been injustices in relationships, financial injustice, everything. Not only do you got to forgive others, you got to forgive yourself. You got to forgive yourself. We all have made great, great mistakes. Abraham was the father of faith, and he made the great ones. We're still living with his. So don't be so hard on yourself or others. God gives this treasure in earthen vessels, and most of us, he chooses the weak things. He doesn't choose the things that got it all together. He takes the weak things. I'm like, God! He delights in taking your weakness and making a strength out of it. Amen. Now I'm going to play a song, Forgiven. Lead you into prayer today. I want you to release. Clear the trespass out. Just get into the inner sanctuary of your spirit for a moment. We're forgiven, Lord. Now listen, the blood of Jesus and the forgiveness of God must be received. Just like dunamis power, you have to receive. When you release this person, receive his forgiveness. Receive forgiveness for yourself. Forgive yourself. Receive the forgiveness from heaven. We're forgiven, Lord. We stand in your glory and grace. If anybody gets placed upon your heart, just begin to loose them now. Bring them before the throne of grace and release them and receive his forgiveness for both of you. Father, we receive the forgiveness. Receive his grace that he has for you. Receive the glory that he has for you. Family members, friends, business associates. We receive the forgiveness. Let the sin be washed away. Let the trespass be washed away. We bless them before you today. We give them to you, Lord, and ask your forgiveness. We give them to you and ask you to release, Father. We've made great mistakes, all of us. We're trying to learn how to operate, Father. We ask forgiveness. I ask forgiveness. Father, in this journey, it's not been easy, Father. I ask forgiveness. Corporately, Father, I ask forgiveness. Individually, I ask forgiveness. We receive it today. Forgive me. As your pastor, forgive me. Forgive me for my shortcomings. Forgive me for missing it. Forgive me for not representing Christ in the way I should have. At the foot of the cross, we lay the sin down. We lay the trespasses down to be forever buried. We're embraced right now. Embrace us at the foot of the cross. We receive the love. We receive the mercy. We receive the forgiveness. We receive, Father, we receive. Let the trespasses break in this place. Let the trespasses be broken. Let it be severed. Let the cords be severed. 20-year-old cords being broken. 20-year trespasses severed. 10-year trespasses severed. Family trespasses severed. Trespasses among friends severed. We break your hold, devil. We break the hold over this congregation. We break the hold of offense. We embrace. We're forgiven. We receive the forgiveness. Wash us with the glory. Wash us with the grace. Wash us. Wash us. Cleanse. We break the assignment of the strong man. We choose love. We choose love today. We receive your love. We receive the glory. We receive the grace. We receive when you walk into the room. We receive the grace. We receive the grace. Hallelujah. We receive right now. We receive. We receive the love. Loose those people in your life that harmed you the most. Loose them before God today. Give them to the Lord as he walks in among us in this place. Give them over. Don't let them rule your life. Don't let what they did frame your mind towards others. Release them in this place. Release. We loose them all, Lord. We bless those that have persecuted us. We do good to those. We love those that have disappointed us, Lord. We love today. We choose love. Let the love of God flow. We break the enemy's assignments. We're going up today. We're going up before your glory. We're going up. We're going up into your glory. Grant us dunamis power today. Grant us power today. Grant the flow of dunamis power that Christ be formed in us. That Christ may dwell, that love may dwell, that peace may dwell, that wholeness may dwell. Let peace and wholeness dwell again. Let fullness dwell. Let fullness dwell. Open the channels of her heart. Open her heart this day. All those that are listening by internet, let the anointing release upon them today. Let it release. Let it release. Make us whole, Lord. Make us whole. We receive the wholeness. We receive the forgiveness. We receive the glory. We receive of you. We thank you, Lord. We can walk in love. We can overcome. We can choose to love. Ever ready to believe the best, the way you believe in us, Lord. Ever ready to believe the best. We unload now. We release it all. Burdens lifting right now from the heart. Burdens lifting. Burdens lifting from the heart. Disappointment, even with yourself, release the disappointment for the mistakes you made, for the decisions you made. Release. Release. Father, you lead us in the path of great decisions, good decisions that cause us to inherit substance. We release. We loose today. We loose. We release and loose them today. We loose them today. Let there be life. Let there be glory. Let there be glory. Let there be wholeness. Let there be forgiveness. Let love reign. Let the glory reign. Wash us. Cleanse us. Forgive us. I see the enemy leaving. I see his power being broken this day. I see his voice is being quenched. We receive from heaven. We receive from heaven. We receive from heaven. We receive every good gift flowing down. We let go. Guilt, shame, condemnation, we let go. We stand justified before you, Father, holy and without blame. We present us faultless before the presence of your glory. We receive your love. We receive this awesome substance of our faith. Dunamis, creative power. We receive of your glory. We receive of your grace. We receive the abundance of grace today. We receive the creativity of heaven. We receive your Holy Spirit. Oh, be not grieved, Holy Spirit. Wash us today. Transfer. Transfer it. Transfer it. Transfer it. Transfer it. Glory transferring. Power transferring. Substance from heaven transferring. Love being shed abroad in our hearts. Power. Being shed abroad by the Holy Spirit. Dunamis power. Promises restored. Love restored. Glory restored. Strength restored. Confidence restored. Blessings increase. The kingdom come. The kingdom come. Come. The kingdom let it be loosed. Let the kingdom of God be loosed through us today. Let the promises of God be loosed through us today. Let your power be loosed into our homes, into our families. Let your glory be loosed in the marketplace. Let it be loosed upon a ministry. Let promises be fulfilled in this place. Let the wombs open to give birth. All the defilement heal. Let the wombs open for birth. Let the wombs open. You brought us to the birth. You will bring forth. Out of our belly. Out of our wombs. Flowing rivers. Rivers flowing. Kingdom flowing. Power flowing, creative life flowing, salvation flowing, miracles, signs, wonders flowing, increase flowing, favor flowing, blessings flowing, peace flowing out of you like a river. Peace, peace, the path of all understanding. Keeping our heart and our mind. Peace. The governor of our hearts. Walking in the room. Glory's walking in the room. Love is walking in the room. The overshadowing of the Lord. The overshadowing. Holy Spirit, overshadow us. Overshadow us. Creative dynamis power. Overshadow us. Somebody with the right knee. You've been pain in the right knee. Let the overshadowing dynamis power be made whole. Whew. Somebody just had a 1,000-pound weight lift right off your chest just now. All of these things being loosed, preparing for the birth, preparing for the reception of the kingdom of God into the earth. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Preparing, overshadow us, Lord. Overshadow. You weren't born equal in the earth. Some very unfair things happened to you, but you're an overcomer. You're an overcomer. Loose it today. Loose it today.